USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A pair of medical experts testified at the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen, which damaged his brain and caused his heart to stop. Dr. Martin Tobin, a pulmonologist and critical care physician from the Chicago area, detailed his opinion about the cause of Floyd's death on May 25, 2020. Tobin said that Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck, back, and side played a factor in his death. He noted that Chauvin's knee remained on Floyd's neck for another 3 minutes after there was no oxygen left in his body. He also said that Floyd's leg movements during the arrest also indicated that he was experiencing a seizure. He also noted that Chauvin's other knee against his left side hampered his ability to breathe. The trial is expected to last a few more weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Speculation is continuing to grow that U.S. warships may sail into the Black Sea as a show of support for Ukraine amid Russia's increased military presence on Ukraine's eastern border. USA Radio Network's John Clements reports.
The Pentagon is said to be considering a deployment of U.S. Navy warships into the Black Sea as Russia continues its buildup of troops along Ukraine's eastern border. Washington would first have to get permission from Turkey 14 days in advance under a 1936 treaty because Ankara controls the straits of the Black Sea. During the last Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby left little doubt concerning the U.S. support for Ukraine.
We pledge publicly to standing up and supporting the territorial integrity of Ukraine and calling on Russia to respect that territorial integrity.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Millions upon millions of cicadas will be emerging after 17 years underground in certain states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralph, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
they're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop.
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another mass shooting, this one in South Carolina. 5 people, including a prominent doctor, was shot and killed. Sheriff Kevin Tolson said the gunman later killed himself.
We have probably more questions than what you do about this case right now. We are working hard to provide some answers. Obviously, one answer is why.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.